The sport of ski joring sounds like an awesomely bad idea someone cooked up on a long winter's night. Picture this. You navigate an obstacle course on skis while being pulled by a galloping horse. Yet equestrian ski joring has taken off as a sport in the snowy climates of Switzerland, Canada, and now parts of the Northwest. This weekend, teams will go ski-to-ski and hoof-to-hoof at a competition in Sandpoint, Idaho. Correspondent Jessica Robinson visited one ski joring practice to ask why.
When a bunch of ski jorers get together, the first thing you notice is that something is just off. And it has to do with their stuff. Leather riding boots next to big plastic ski boots, the jingle of bridles mixing with the snapping of ski bindings. This is just stuff you never see together. Dylan DeCrow is a 19-year-old snowboarder. He's here to give ski joring, or in his case, board joring, a try.
It's different, I guess.
I'm really curious, like, what your first reaction was when you heard about this sport.
It was just like, what? I don't...
So for those of you that haven't done this before, skiers and snowboarders...
Once everyone has signed a release form, we get to see just how different it is. One after another, skiers and snowboarders take a turn. They grip the end of a 50-foot rope tied to the horn of their rider's saddle and take off around a horseshoe-shaped course. It's like water skiing, but on snow, with a horse, and with obstacles and jumps.
It's a great adrenaline rush, whether you're the rider or the skier.
Chrissy Smart is one of the organizers of Sandpoint Ski Joring Competition. She says the goal here is to get through the course as fast as possible.
You have to be holding onto the rope to finish, and you have to have at least one ski on. We've seen that.
Smart says ski joring isn't as crazy as it sounds. Its historic roots are in Scandinavian practicality. People there have been known to use dogs or horses to power across the snow in winter. As a competitive sport, Smart says it's still in its infancy, but she says ski joring marries two sides of North Idaho, cowboys and ski bums.
And there's some, you know, really neat people in both cultures, and bringing them together, people that don't necessarily hang out together normally. It's a lot of fun to see them get together and make a team.
Part of that team is the horse. Jody Kirby brought Babe, her draft horse. If you're not a horse person, think Budweiser. Kirby says some horses aren't too keen on having a skier tailing behind them.
Most of the horses, the biggest thing is the sound, and especially when you do the jumps, because there's quiet while they're airborne, and then there's that slap of the skis and the snowboard. That's usually the biggest thing you have to get your horse to deal with.
Whoa! You all right?
Most competitions have both veterinarians and medics on hand. Ray Masters has already taken a fall.
I had already let go of the rope and I just ate it.
So my first reaction when I heard about this sport was like, why would anyone want to do that?
It's just something new and exciting. I think it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a way to combine two sports, you know, a winter sport with a spring and summer sport. So something else to do.
In the end, the question the ski jorers prefer to ask themselves is, why not? In Sandpoint, Idaho, I'm Jessica Robinson.
And Sandpoint Ski Joring Competition is this Saturday and Sunday at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.